Yeah, there's one to blow the cobwebs off to start us off. Kenny Loggins and Footloose, Sarah Classic Hits. Sweet, yeah. I'm happy with PJ and Jim.
Everybody cut, everybody cut. Yeah, yeah. What a tune. There's some proper cheese-tastic eggs for shenanigans going on there. I love that song.
Come sliding across the floor to that one if you wanted to. Anyway, morning to you folks. Welcome along. Thanks for waking up happy with us on this Monday, 23rd of September. Hopefully you're in good form, coming off the back of a good weekend, whatever you got up to. You can give us a shout, 0871-880-0008. I'm having a bit of a problem accessing the old WhatsApps at the moment, but
oh, no.
I'll get Magical Michael on the case very shortly.
He knows all of that
stuff.
We'll
find out what's going on. Anyway, how are you?
I'm not bad, thank you very much.
Yeah, good weekend.
Yeah. I was great. Well, yeah, it was grand, yeah.
Did you get away with doing nothing? Or did you get hauled into anything?
No, I didn't get hauled into nout. Yeah,
well done.
I didn't. So, yeah, thankfully, it was a fairly chilled out. I just was
so
watching.
So, you were literally footloose and fancy free.
Footloose, fancy free, hanging out, watching a bit of television with the sporting situations and all.
Yeah.
Didn't quite get into the rockety ball now. I missed that. I wanted to go to the gym.
It was very
I can't.
Good.
Like, it's one thing getting into it when you have nothing to do, but. You know what I mean? but I heard it went very well for the Ironmans.
Yeah. Very well indeed.
Yeah.
Very good start.
Me being in South Dublin, sure, there was boat shoes flying around at 8:30 in the morning, so there was. So that seemed to go very well.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah, so no, I didn't get dragged into nothing. Or,
great.
Yeah, it was grand, yeah. Not a bother.
That must be the
well
first kind
rested.
Of rested weekend you've had in months.
In a long time. Yeah. Without having to like learn scripts, that was all gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All of those things, yeah. No,
did you get bored at any stage?
No, I kept moving. So I kept moving. You know what I mean? Yeah,
well,
I kept busy, so I did.
That's a start. Anyway, listen, whatever you get up to, hopefully it was good crack. If you want to give us a shout, as I say, we'll sort out whatever's going on with the WhatsApps. I probably just pressed the wrong button or something. It happens. 0871-880-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Good day today, of course, being Double Money Monday. On the way a bit later on, looking forward to that. I think we're up at 1,500 quid. To give that away.
Very nice, yeah.
So that'll be a bit tasty and all the other bits and bobs on the way. Birthdays today for you, PJ. I've got sort of three ones that are, you know, good to go, okay? Because they'd be instantly recognisable, I suspect.
Right, okay, yeah, that's
then,
what I like
I'm
that.
I'm kind of struggling a bit after that.
Good.
So I might have to give you, you know...
Better still.
I might have to give you a little sort of a multiple choice or something.
Better still.
To get you
I'm
through,
always
you know,
terrible at the ones that you should know anyway, so...
Yeah.
You know, multiple choice situation really suits me better. Or else just name off three people I've never heard of.
Like,
the way things are going lately, I have as much good a chance as any.
Mark Morrison's Return of the Mac here at Classic Hits. It's, almost a quarter past six. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 23rd of September. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Much appreciated. Right, time to do the birthdays for you, PJ.
Birthday time, right.
Right, I'll tell you what, let's start with an absolute belter, right?
That's always the best way to start, to
proper
be fair.
Big belter because it is only the boss's birthday. And by the boss, I do not mean...
Oh, you mean Springer?
I do.
Oh!
Not Andy Bad News, no. It's only Bruce Springsteen's birthday.
Well, he is the boss. Like, in fairness, he's been called the boss since he was, like, 16, hasn't he?
Yeah, pretty
like,
much.
He's always been
who
the boss.
Who christened him that?
I don't know.
Where did it come
probably
from?
Probably himself. Was he? He's the only person in the world who's probably allowed to give himself his own nickname. I'm after spilling coffee all over the desk.
Well done. That's very good.
I'm after spilling coffee all over
excellent start.
There you go now.
But somebody out there, there's probably massive Springsteen fans out there who know the origin of the nickname, the boss or whatever. I could look it up, but then...
But then it would ruin the speculative fun of the moment.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's much better when we state something as fact and then wait for somebody to get upset about it.
Yeah.
So it's true. So we know why he was called the boss, Jim. We know.
Yeah.
He gave himself the nickname after...
Yeah, he walked into the room and the E Street Band were standing there. He went, hey, I'm the boss.
And that was it.
Don't forget it.
Yeah, and then he took off his cacks. Just to assert dominance.
Yeah,
yeah.
And had a measuring competition.
And he made eye contact with everyone.
Yeah.
And they were all like, oh my God. It was a boss move, one of them said. And that was it.
It
stuck from
it
there.
Done. It was done forever.
Yeah, so there you go. I think
now,
I'm
going to help you along with this because I don't know if this man looks his age.
Oh, he definitely doesn't look his age.
Yeah.
No, will you stop? True, in reality, he's probably about 232.
Well, that's true.
He just keeps on rocking and rolling, going to the gym every day and looking fantastic. He's got it all. Like
now,
album, by the way, is amazing. The one with the horse. I listen to it all the time.
The one
car.
In the what?
The one with the horse on the front. Can't think of the name of it. But I listen to it all the time in the car.
That new Bruce Springsteen album with the horse. What?
Yeah, that's the one.
The horse.
Here, sure, send me Western Stars. Oh, it's very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well done.
It's dangerously close to country and western in parts, but still very good.
Oh my God.
Very good. Garth Brooks.
Garth.
Could have done it himself. It's that good.
Wow, so he's gone all...
He has. It's called the experimental album.
Right.
You know what I mean?
when he's had his folksy moments.
Yeah,
you know,
if
you go back far enough.
But you look, he's released 400
like the River
albums.
Album has the odd thing on it.
Yeah. He's released 400 albums.
Well, that's true. He's bound to be something.
He probably has
a classical album in there.
It's
going
to be hip hop next. What do you see? My name's the boss. Yeah, I did it because I took off my cakes. Everybody wanted because, you know, all that. Right, so I got to say now.
Wait. So what sort of era are you thinking?
I'm thinking like 70s.
Right, okay. It's what do you call it? Significant birthday.
I'm going to say it is his 70th
birthday. Well done,
well done.
I was worried you were going to undercut that because I don't think the man looks 70 at all.
He doesn't look 70 at all.
Looks
it's
fantastic.
Just if you do the sums in your head and you think he has to be in his 30s at least when the hits that are coming in, it just adds up and up and up.
Okay, we're going to stick with the music, stick with somebody who has sold over 300 million albums. 300 million albums.
You can't do Bruce Springsteen twice in the morning.
I was just going to say, we've moved from one legend to another, albeit maybe not quite in the same category, but it's only Julio Iglesias' birthday.
Oh! Julio!
Right,
a very different sound from a singer to the boss.
Julio Iglesias.
Wow.
Maybe the smoothest man that ever strutted on a stage.
When
we begin.
Is Enrique his young lad?
Yeah.
Right, so that's all.
All the girls I've loved before.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's him.
What, who did you think he was?
I didn't know. I just, it's a name. I knew the young fella. And I know his name, but I couldn't if you hadn't said that's all
the girls I love. That he did with Willie Nelson, yeah. What a man, there's a combination.
Yeah.
A Spanish crooner and a haggard country and western dude.
How did they even meet? How did that come up in a meeting?
Yeah. Exactly.
The two of them smoking.
And I mean, it's kind of, doesn't even really make a lot of sense. Woman who'd be interested in
one of them
would not be into the other.
No. Like, if you're into tugging the beard off Willie Nelson, you wouldn't be, you'd never think to yourself, I'm going to give this old smoothie a go.
Yeah. You'll slide over here.
And likewise,
if
you're into smoothie pants,
you take one look at Willie Nelson
Hanky,
and go,
you'd be there going, who let your man in?
Yeah. Call security,
do
Julio.
You know, there's a dirty cowboy sitting behind you. It is my friend.
Sorry, I'm still laughing as well about tugging the beard off Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Arguably the greatest euphemism ever used.
Well, I tell you something. When we grew up, there was a fella called Beardy Nelson, and he'd be tugging something else off him, and nobody liked it. I gotta say that Enrique Iglesias is
Julio. The dad.
Sorry,
the dad.
Julio is 73.
Not bad now, 76.
Right.
Not a bad shout. Right, the last one for you of the official first three bunch is Carl Pilkington. Ricky Gervais's
the cranky man.
Yeah, he's the butt of all his jokes.
And he's very funny.
Yeah.
It was such a breath of fresh air, in fairness. We've been watching travel programs our whole lives on TV. People like Catherine Thomas and all trying to make us jealous of all the things we can't have.
Yeah.
Going on holidays, and then they finish off by going, and the great part is it can all be yours for the totally affordable price of $2,700. Oh, and then he just went there and says, crap.
Yeah. So he went and experienced all those things and basically came back and said, you know something, you'd be better off at home.
I've had better fun in Newcastle supermarket.
Yeah.
People say the pyramids is great. Look at this direction. Look, there's a nappy over there in the ground. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I was like, this is brilliant. It's so refreshing.
Absolutely.
When he went to the Taj Mahal and was like, this is crap, it's overcrowded. People are trying to get money. Princess Diana loved it. And he goes, yeah, of course she did. They emptied all of these people out for her. They're not emptying anyone out for me. I'm here like a normal person, and I'm telling you,
you know what he was great?
It's a waste of money.
He's great when he acts in Derek. He was
fantastic
as the maintenance man type.
In fairness,
bloke
they just cast him as himself, though, didn't they? They just cast him as
brilliant.
Being another cranky.
And what
person.
A haircut!
Yeah,
in Derek,
it's brilliant.
It's very similar to
your original young offender. Yeah. But I'm really fond of him. I think he's a gas man.
Something's
just so refreshing about somebody just telling us all how crap things really are.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's like 44.
Not bad. 47.
All right. Okay.
47. Right. Now, here's
what... Well, I hope he has a crap birthday because I know he wouldn't like it any other way.
Yeah, you're right. Right, so here's the selection of birthdays, right? Check out these names. Henry Blofeld.
Oh, jeez.
Sounds like a Bond.
What is that all about?
Sounds like a villain.
He does, yeah.
Apparently he's a former cricket commentator. Anyway, forget him. Nicholas Witchell. the BBC royal correspondent.
Oh my God! Of course he is. With a
Sherry
name like
Blair.
Oh, Sherry Blair! I remember her. Anyway, you can have a pop of her.
Actually, what about you? Here's one: Paolo Rossi. That would have been your era, wouldn't it?
Well,
legendary Italian footballer, Paolo Rossi.
Yeah,
not really,
I suppose
maybe.
He would. Only be about 56.
What about this bloke that was in Seinfeld? Jason Alexander.
Which one is he? I never know anyone's real name. Oh, he played George.
Yeah.
George Costanza.
Yeah.
Oh, it's his birthday. Right. Oh, jeepers, that's hard because he looked old before his time as well.
Yeah.
Another person with the Carl Pilkin and the haircut, really.
Who else have we got here? There's a brilliant one here. Do you want to have a guess at a bloke called Lazy Bone?
Yeah, let's go with Lazy
American
Bone.
American rapper with Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Wow.
Who had a 1996 UK number 8 hit with Da Crossroads.
Oh,
spelled T-H-A.
I think he's doing
Lazy Bone.
I think he's joining the band with Iglesias and Willie Nelson now.
I think so.
Because they just couldn't find anyone else more of an odd fit.
I want to get Lazy Bone.
Yeah. It sounds good to me. The cowboy's talking again. He's 33.
He's 44.
Ah, for God's sake. Should I have the rashers now? I'm goddamn.
Did you have a go on any of the others?
I had a go with George Costanza. He was like 57.
Let me see, did you get George Costanza right? Let me find him again. Where's he gone? Where's George Costanza?
And I had to go with Paolo Rossi, but I can't remember what I said. I'll say 55 for
him. George Costanza, who's actually Jason Alexander, he's 60.
Oh.
Paolo Rossi, 63.
Oh, Jason. Well, there you go. Wow.
That went well.
Well, great morning for me when I can't even get within a decade of anybody, isn't it?
Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. 6:32. How are you?
Not too bad. Good morning, one and all.
Excellent. Another week at the Funny Farm, yes?
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Good
already
stuff.
In
how
the
was your weekend?
Yeah. Marvellous.
Were you fully sported out?
Well, yeah. It was a pretty hectic Sunday. There was a lot of sport on television.
Yeah. Did you get up for the
I did,
odd ball?
Because of the early mornings last week, you felt the need to continue as much. And on Saturday, I actually got up about, I think it was about 7:30 or thereabouts, and Fiji were beating Australia. Thinking, you never know, this might be a good start. Of course, Australia ran in several tries and won fairly handily.
Yeah.
Rugby is the same. It never really changes. The actual breakdown of who rules the roost very rarely, if ever, changes. And the first World Cup was 87. And it's kind of similar. Like the five nations countries, as it were, now six nations, have improved steadily through professionalism. But they really can't win. Bar England, they can't win. So we're kind of like...
You reckon we're not in with a shout? No,
not at all. I mean, the reality is we get to the quarterfinal, we'd probably win the pool. They're very good yesterday. They're not going to beat South Africa realistically. You might.
Right.
But it's unlikely.
Right.
There you go. They're putting the neck out on Monday morning. I hope somebody's recording this.
It's fantastic, isn't it? Everybody coming off the back of a fantastic sporting weekend. Here we go. The bandwagon is well and truly rolling. John comes in. Stop that, Kerry.
That's why I love John. John's like our Carl Pilkington.
Yeah.
He comes in, you know what I mean? It's a real dose of reality. And then I love talking to him because I feel like I'm missing nothing then.
Yeah.
Yes. Go in and scavenge and find out what's actually going on.
Basically,
and then,
PJ,
3 hours later, I'm aware now. That's the thing.
If you were to transcribe what John has said now, you could have some great conversations in a pub now.
Oh, I really could.
With a load of ruggedy bald boat shoe people.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, the South Africans, I mean, they were well and truly very much, perhaps, well, I suppose they were slightly better, but they lost. They lost comfortably to the All Blacks. The problem with New Zealand is they only need 5 minutes and they absolutely scorch past you because that's the nature of it. Like, that's how they play rugby. But the South Africans, you know, the question marks over alleged impropriety in the usage of bodily enhancements that will circumvent the...
We're not talking lip fillers.
Exactly. And they're all like, no way, mate, we have never taken drugs or any of that kind of thing. And all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what they do, you know. We don't do that, mate. And they're like,
You're thinking, why do you have three arms then? Yeah. And an ear on your back. Is it? Oh, Daddy, what you're talking about? Yeah. I know.
Right, so that's it.
Here we go, though. We're
going to
win.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you had any aspirations there to, you know, street parties, welcoming home the boys in green.
Come on, the boys.
Aha, Take On Me and the Pet Shop Boys, Go West. If you get up and go song this morning, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, almost 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with us. Good to have you along. 087-188-0008. Magical Michael has sorted out the old WhatsApps so we can see all of your comments.
So today we're back in business there with the old WhatsApp situation.
Technicolor. What have we got? Actually, well, there you go. PJ just pressed something and it's gone again.
I literally just opened it.
Right, okay.
I literally just opened it. Now it's gone again.
Can you turn that off, whatever you pressed?
What you mean?
Whatever you pressed that made that thing come up on the screen.
I need a password now. I don't have it. I'm not allowed to know the passwords to this building. You know what I mean? Because I'm always within 2 minutes of being sacked, so it's very hard to. So they don't trust me with passwords or pins for the door. And
anyway, listen.
They don't even give me a chain for my bike. They're going, no, you could lock him. He could tie himself to the radiator with that.
Yeah, no, anything could happen. Anything could happen. Right, so what do we got? There's a few here that. Oh, yeah, Greg and Ballinasloe. This is the one I want to
mention. Can you see them?
Yeah.
Oh, I still can't. And now I'm not even allowed to see them on my screen.
Look, it's probably for your own good.
This is outrageous.
You must have pressed the wrong button again.
I didn't press it. I opened it.
Well, there you go. Anyway, apparently, according to Greg and Ballin Slow, Springsteen became known as the boss because he used to collect the money from the gigs and then he'd hand it out at the end to everybody. And so as a result, they called him the boss.
Yeah, well, that's your story.
That's Greg and Ballin Slow's story.
Well, yeah, I know, but
why do we believe him or not?
I don't believe him. I think our story where he came in with no trousers on once, I'm the boss, and pointed and made eye contact to assert dominance.
Far more believable.
Definitely.
Far more realistic. Far more
realistic. Although I shouldn't really say that because in these days now somebody will believe that and it'll be hashtag me too there for something that never happened. So I should mind me manners.
JP's getting all excited. Only 4 more days to the Classic Hits party. Well, I tell you, JP, that's wow. That's we don't normally get that level of reaction.
Not really, yeah. 4 days of anticipation.
Yeah, like JP's looking to a. You know,
you're putting the pressure on there now. I don't know what to do to impress you on the night now.
He's setting the bar pretty high.
Yeah, can
he's counting the sleeps to the next Classic Hits party.
Can I make a suggestion this time, Jim McCabe?
Yeah.
That you and I need to do.
Yeah.
It's time we went to this Donkey Ford's place that we're always talked about. The chipper of chippers.
Yes.
The one that has consistently and insistently been voted Ireland's number one chipper on this station.
I'm with you.
I think this is the day. Friday is the day. We need to get there early.
Right.
And get a sack of chips and one of their best burgers. I think we have to do it.
Do you not have to have the fish?
Oh, I don't know.
Do they know what they're famous for?
I thought it was just
just a famous
the general chip.
I thought that fish and chips was the. But I don't mind. I'm
we'll ask them.
As you can see by my physique, I'm quite partial to any form of chipper food.
Yeah, we both like a bit of it. We'll go in and ask them for 2 of their most recommended meals.
We'll walk up and say, what are you famous for?
Yeah.
Give us a.
He's hardly gone. Cocktails. No.
Yeah. Martinis.
Yeah.
How many do you want?
If lads, you're in the chip shop. What do you think we're famous for? Yeah.
Right, Derek and Swords coming off the back of a cracking weekend for the old on the sporting front. English Ian checking in this morning as well. Labar checking in.
How you doing, Labar?
He says I won't mention yesterday's game. I had to think about it, but Ollie could be looking for a new job by Christmas.
Oh my God,
it's quite possible. All right.
I mean, seriously.
Although I doubt it, they'll probably just let him string along for.
I don't know. Well, it's at the stage now where sacking managers doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? It's literally sacking managers, it doesn't matter. It's no point. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
You actually bring them all back and have a manager team, and it wouldn't make a difference. It's gone that bad. Jeepers.
Somebody's saying, morning lads, saw PJ got langers with his dogs last night. Did you bring home that dog
beer? You want to see how the people don't watch a thing properly. I made a series of videos about giving the beer to me dogs.
Yeah.
Dog beer. It's made for dogs.
Yeah, no alcohol in it.
The amount of people who just want giving beer to a dog. Oh my God, please do not give beer to a dog. I was like, it's dog. Watch the flipping thing. It's dog beer.
Yeah.
It's dog. I tell you something. It tasted and smelled a lot nicer than some of the beers I heard Mike was having over the weekend. I'd have a go at it first. And it's alcohol free, obviously.
Correct.
But jeepers, it was gas. Yeah, they love it. They absolutely love it. And I tell you something, it's really nice to sit down and have a beer with your dog.
Sort of, what was it called? Chicken flavour. What was the
flavour? No, it's. Feck it. I can't remember now.
Yeah.
I can't remember now. I'll tell you in a second.
Trish checking in from
Subwoofer. That's what it's called. Beer for dogs.
Subwoofer. There you go. Perfect. Somebody's saying, I'd say John doesn't get invited to many parties. The miserable negative beep beep.
He's great though, isn't he? That's why we love John.
Realism. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's why we love John. He's brilliant. He can take something down with 3 words. He's got the tactics and the ability of a ninja when it comes to his words.
Yeah. My God, look at this. Somebody's saying, okay, Donkey Ford's chips and fish, right? If we do go.
Yeah.
Then somebody else, look at this, mind you, it is. I'll tell you who it is now. This is English Lee has just absolutely slated Donkey Ford's.
What?
Yeah. First time we've ever had a negative I'm not. I can't even read it out.
What's he say?
So shocked.
I can't read it.
He says, "Don't do Donkey Ford's rank. Go to Luigi's." No, says English Lee.
Your rank, English Lee. Everybody says it. It's been consistently voted at the greatest in Ireland.
Yeah.
Like on few different polls.
Huge, huge amounts.
Yeah. So I don't know, English Lee. We're gonna have to knock that one back to you, I'm afraid. We'll have to judge for ourselves.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out, to be sure. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008. If you do want to give us a shout, there's loads more to get through as the morning rocks on. And, of course, we've plenty to get through with a Double Money Monday here, Classic Hits. We've got £1,500 on the hit bit.
Yeah.
That'll be happening in about an hour's time. We've got a brand new breakfast table quiz. We'll find out what the prize is for that. And, of course, we've got to have our final week kick off a fresh week of...
Orlando Go-Go! Well done. Going to Florida this week.
Yeah, PJ and myself are going to be making that winning phone call on Friday. So, final week of qualifiers. And we'll try to get somebody in there just after 7 o'clock as well. So, if you want to take part in it, you just text WIN and your details to 087-188-0008. Who knows? Could be jetting off.
Could be you.
And, of course, it is the build-up to the Classic Kids party on Friday.
I'd love if John actually wanted to be honest with you.
John, yeah, or John.
And he came back for the following week. I mean, it's all right. It's grand. You know, it's very hot. He's kidding.
To play Orlando a Go-Go with touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando.
Yeah, final week, so final few chances for you to get your name in that draw Friday morning when PJ and myself make the winning phone call and somebody walks away with a fantastic 10-night family stay in Orlando. Theme park, capital of the world, big, big entertainment, big, big shopping. Of course, the basketball tickets for the Orlando Magic.
Of course,
as well.
Yeah, because if you're any interest in sport at all, you'd be mad for them.
Yeah.
I'd love that. I'm really into American sport as well. They do it. They're so over the top with everything. It's fantastic.
Great. You could experience it for yourself. Of course, you could be there. Question is, can you make yourself get yourself into our draw, really? That's what it's all about.
And it's pretty simple. I'll give you clues of who a celebrity is. You tell me who they are. And we get as many right as we can. The highest score goes into the draw. Only problem is, can't pass.
No.
So we got to keep going until we get who it is.
Thou shalt not pass, I'm afraid. 40 seconds to do it in. So if you fancy it, if you want to get involved, just text the word WIN or WhatsApp the word WIN to 087-188-0008. Natalie and Brulia Torn at Classic Hits. Monday morning, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. It's, 11 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Hit bit on the way before 8. Double Money Monday, €1,500. Well worth checking out classichits.ie if you want to have a glance at what not to guess, what to avoid. Maybe have a little listen before we begin. That's on the way. In the meantime, though, if you're feeling peckish, if you're one of those people maybe who tends to not get a chance to skip or to have breakfast and you skip out and you pick something up on the way to the job kind
yes.
of thing, right? Maybe the old coffee and a donut, PJ?
I tell you something. I'm blown away with donuts. I've had it up to me eyes with donuts.
Have you had enough of them? Well, do you like a good donut?
No, I don't. I've never understood the obsession with donuts, especially over recent years, right? I don't know what the hell is going on the last decade. Ireland has become obsessed with donuts. I'm going to get all cranky like John and Carl Pilkington now. You know the way? Because donuts always look like they're going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And then you bite them and you're, oh, it's all right. And now... another Krispy Kreme place that started it up in Blanchardstown.
Yeah,
yeah. And it opened up and everyone was like, I can't believe it. The world's favourite donuts are coming to Ireland. And people went mental and they couldn't queue up fast enough. And there were all those ridiculous videos.
Of people honking their horns at 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. To the point that they had to shut down their nighttime service. They've had to shut it down because Dublin people can't control themselves around a donut. We thought we had drink problems in the city.
Yeah.
We can't control themselves around the donuts. We're at the stage now where they have to stop people donutting and driving.
Good. For their own good.
You can't donut and drive.
Donut and drive.
It was crazy.
Donuts and drive.
It was crazy. Now you see, they've sold 2.2 million donuts from that one shop alone.
Wow.
In less than a year. If they're there a year on Thursday. 2.2 million donuts one shop.
I agree with you on the there are times when you do see a donut and it looks incredible.
Gorgeous.
And then it doesn't quite live up to it.
It never does.
But there are times.
They're like cigarettes.
The odd time you get a donut
like
and you
cigarettes.
Think.
Oh. I don't. When? When do you ever feel like
the odd, one. Sometimes just the mood takes you and it's just a moment in time.
I don't know. You get one bite like that. One bite, and then you have another one. You go, oh Jesus, it's very sweet.
You know, there's people that can buy entire boxes. You know, there's a thing like a you know, people buy entire boxes and they say they're mini donuts, but at the end of the day, they're still buying a box of donuts for yourself.
I know, they go mad. You go absolutely mental, they do. They go mental. I've never seen that like it. We don't have drug problems and alcohol problems that match our donut problems in this country. It's gone beyond a joke.
I thought
it's a diabetes central, so it is.
I thought that phase was easing off, though. I thought we were kind of over the crest.
So you think so, and then you find out that they've eaten 2.2 million in one shop alone. In one shop alone. Now they're bringing out another one called the O-Original. You know, got the Irish sort of thing there, you know what I mean?
See, that's O-Original. The thing about donuts. Once upon a time, there was just a donut. And I mean literally a donut.
Yeah.
The only donut you could get in Ireland was a ring donut.
Or
that's
the jam.
All it was.
And then a real fancy, they put jam into some of them then.
Yeah, it was normally deep fried.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Great. O'Connell Street. Little hatch. Diddy Donuts. That was it, wasn't it? The old Diddy Donuts.
But even if you got it in a supermarket or something.
Yeah,
it was like, or you got it, whatever you got it, it had a slight taste of fish and chips off it or something.
That's just Elfin of Nuts. That's what they're called now. Elfin of Nuts.
Yeah. Long before these big American fancy colours and sprinkly things and all that sort of shenanigans.
Yeah. You could get Elfin of Nuts, yeah.
Yeah.
And Elfin of Nuts just don't cut it for anybody. Hughes don't want Elfin of Nuts. They want young nuts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They want young nuts full of juice and flavour.
Sugar.
Yeah. That's what they want, you know. Young, sugary, juicy nuts is what they want. They don't want our Elfin of Nuts. And there you go. So that's it.
And would you, if you have to have a donut, right? If it was to force your hand, where would you go on it?
Lidl.
Are you traditional though?
No.
I'm saying, would you go ring donut with just the bare basics?
No, I go the
bit of jam in the middle.
The jammy ones that you get in Lidl they're the best that I've had.
So that the ones that they syringe in the jam.
I don't know I don't know how they make anything in Lidl. I don't know how, and I don't know who makes that for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The fact that you can go in and buy a wetsuit, a Hoover, and a bag of donuts is beyond me in the first place.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand it, but I do know those donuts I've gotten in there, if they even still do them anymore, were the best ones I had. I was mad into them. So you can keep your crispy, creamery, 24-hour-y, beepy, beepy, lunatic, young nuttery. I'm going to me little nuts. Whenever
for your
I
old
them.
Nuts.
Yeah. I like me old nuts out a little. But I just don't understand the obsession with it. And now Cork has gone mad on burgers. Like, you can't go 5 minutes. 5 minutes? You can't go 10 steps anywhere around Cork without burger places. Dublin is donut places.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, so obviously cities get their crazes and can't get rid of them.
Because
I didn't notice that the whole donutry thing didn't seem that big in Cork, to be honest.
Yeah, Mary texts in, she says, oh, sitting here on the Lewis thinking of donuts and a hot cup of tea. You see, sometimes it just hits the spot, you know what I mean? Thanks for the nuts analogy. Just ruined Snickers for me, according to Barry. Not sure what
Snickers?
Don't know where that one came
from.
Yeah,
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah. And somebody else, Elaine, says, I don't know what the fascination is with the whole donut fascination. I love the ones on O'Connell Street. They were the old
ones,
yeah.
Diddy Donuts, yeah.
The Diddy Donuts.
That's what it's called, Diddy Donuts, yeah. They're very good. I like them now. You used to get the bag of the little mini rings in them. Oh, we used to love it. Going into the Savoy in the old days with a pack of the Diddy's. It was gorgeous. Used to love that.
They don't make them like that anymore.
They don't make them like that anymore. No, they don't. It's all fancy nuts now, like I'm saying.
And they're huge now as well. You need two hands.
That's the thing, they're the size of a 7-year-old's head.
Yeah.
Like, how are you supposed to get through one of them? It's the size of a 7-year-old's head. It's got a litre of jam. You can't do that.
It's time to play Orlando a Go Go. With touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando.
Yeah, it is our final week of qualifiers. This Friday morning, PJ and myself are going to make a winning phone call to somebody and off they will go for 10 fabulous nights, them and the family, off to Orlando, Florida, all with thanks to touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando. Of course, in order to win it, you got to be in it. And the only way to get in is to get the highest score, the most celebrities in 40 seconds, PJ.
Yeah, that's it. I'll give you the clues. You tell us who they are. You can't pass. That's the only thing. That's where it falls down.
Mm.
And that's the crack of it, really. It's
absolutely.
Well, as that is trying to get the highest score for the week, because I'd love if the person that actually does go to Orlando is someone that won it on this show, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that'd
you don't
be cool.
Want to be helping violent people and all, you know what I mean? No,
absolutely.
Anyway, Derek Lynch is in Wicklow and he's going to play. How are you, Derek?
Morning, man.
How's it going, Derek? What's the story with you? Good weekend?
Yeah, good weekend, actually. Just back from Lisbon I was over for the weekend in Lisbon. So.
Oh, very nice.
Well,
very nice.
Any particular reason? Was there an occasion around it, or you flitted off?
No, just a little break over there. I've never been. Obviously, went to the Algarve once or twice, but never been to Lisbon. So absolutely
happy
beautiful
days.
City.
Great.
Recommend it to anyone who wants to go. Donuts there, PJ.
Oh, is there donuts? Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
The Lisbon donuts, one of the most famous donuts in the world, PJ.
You see, Derek is a donut enthusiast. There he goes around the world tasting these.
Yeah. Right, listen, Derek, the very best of luck with this. Okay, we've got 40 seconds. You need to get as many celebrities as you possibly can. The big problem is you can't pass. So hopefully we don't get stuck on any. But fingers crossed we can get a decent score, get you in that draw. You ready to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Best of luck, mate. Here we go.
She's a singer and she sang Simply the Best and Private Dancer.
Tina Turner.
She's another singer and she sang I Think We're Alone Now.
Tiffany?
Yeah, you said the name of the next one. Chain Reaction was her song.
Diana Ross?
Yeah, she was in Greece. She was the star. She's got triple barrel
John.
Name. Yeah, that's it. She's the leader of Sinn Féin.
Mary Lou McDonald.
Yeah, another singer that sang Someone Like You and Skyfall.
Adele?
Yeah, another singer. She was in the festival that we were at this year and she sang Kids in America.
Kim Wilde.
Yeah, she's the singer of Blondie.
Debbie Harry.
And another singer, she used to be in Neighbours.
Neighbours, Kylie Minogue.
Oh, we'll give it to you. Sneak him in, Jim.
Yeah,
give it to him.
It was Kylie Minogue, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it. There you go. I think you did really well, Derek.
I'll tell you something.
I think you did really, really well.
I really don't think you could have done any better, Derek, to be perfectly honest with you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. That's our highest score. I'd be more than confident that that's going to be the qualifier.
Absolutely. I tell you something, Derek. If you don't make it into the draw off the back of that, then there'll be a steward's inquiry from this end. I can tell you that for sure. 9's a cracking score.
Cracking
well done.
Score.
They were belters.
Thanks a lot, lads.
Right, listen. Fingers crossed you, Derek. Hopefully, you'll be in the draw today, and who knows, maybe we'll be giving you a bell on Friday to send you off to Orlando.
Well, that'd be amazing. Thanks a lot,
pretty
lads.
Special.
I'll tell you, he knows his lady singers, that's
he
for sure.
He certainly does. He's not just a donut aficionado, no. You know what I mean? He knows a good pop chanter when he hears one. Good man, Derek. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot, lads.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
Take
See
care.
See you later, Derek.
Bye bye. Right, so there we go. Derek Lynch.
Straight out
Whitlow.
Of Lisbon, straight off to Orlando if he gets his way. That was really good.
Now the
score
to beat. Niall Boylan, of course, is going to give you the chance to try and beat it just after 1 o'clock today. Your next chance to play.
And now, the Hit Bit. With the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
Yes, you know, indeedy.
Yeah, still no harmonies there from Magic Mike. I suppose we did peak when we joined and did forces and did it together. It was a wonderful moment in time. It is 1,500 quid. It is Double Money Monday. And we will give you that money, of course, if you can just tell us what bit of a hit is the classic Hit Bit. What song is this from? There you go. That's all you get. Right, so 9-1. It's Pamela in Dublin. Hey, Pamela.
Hello, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Oh, good, Pamela. How are you?
Oh, I've been good. Monday morning.
Yeah.
It's never the easiest.
The kids ready for school.
You need no more words than that, do you? Monday morning. It just says
it
all.
Exactly.
Just says it all.
Monday.
Did you have a good weekend all the same?
I did have a good weekend. Just relaxing with the kids.
Yeah, good stuff. Right then. Yep. Let's try and get you a few quid, send you on a holiday or something. How about that?
Got me new kitchen.
Oh, your new kitchen. Right. We're moments away, I hope. What do you think it is, Pamela?
Is it the Venga Boys? We Like the Party.
We Like the Party.
Oh, there's a tune we haven't heard in a while, eh?
Yeah, great little tune as well. Do you know what? If you won this, I'd love just to say, boom, you're right. You know, like, boom, 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 boom. It's wrong, though, sorry.
Oh. Ah, no way. Okay, no worries.
Sorry, Pamela. Thanks for having a bash. Have a good day.
No worries. Cheers. Too,
see you, Pamela. Right, so on the other line, it's Pat. How are you, Pat and Claire?
Oh, thanks.
Not bad at all. Pat, how are you getting on?
I'm good.
Did you have a good weekend for yourself too?
Not too bad, no.
Yeah, you didn't get up to anything you want to share with us or anything? It was all very above board, was it?
No, just quite enough.
Right, let's try and get you a few quid, Pat. What do you reckon it is?
I think the Survivor, right? The Tiger.
Oh, yeah, the Tiger.
Oh, right, we actually played that earlier on. That was on the show earlier. Was that an omen, Michael?
It is not right, unfortunately, which means, of course, the money just keeps rising up.
A tenner a day.
Right. Worth having a bash, Pat. Not that. Keep at it. Have a good day. Cheers, Pat. Take care.
See you, Pat. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Right, so not I, the Tiger Survivor, and not... What was the first guess again?
Venga.
Oh, Venga Boys. Yeah.
So not those two, anyway. So there you go, 20 to 5. You can have another go with Damien Farrelly. He'll give you a shot. Still £1,500, double money Monday. So it's a nice pot of cash to win if you can get your hands on it.
Absolutely. And Classic Hits Dolly, if you want to check out the previous guesses and have a little listen. Alanis Morissette, Ironic here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on the way after 8 o'clock. Of course, brand new breakfast table quiz. Always a great day to play. Nothing to beat in a Monday.
Nothing to beat in a Monday. And robot babysitters. Yeah, something we could all do it. I could do with them for the dogs now, to be honest.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.
The two-time Imro Award-winning breakfast show.
Journey and Don't Stop Believing here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday 23rd of September. Hopefully you're in good form, coming off the back of a good weekend, whatever's going on for you. A quick shout-out that I was supposed to do on Friday, but I missed the text in. But Phelan and Finnan and Bevan, morning to you all.
Morning, everybody.
Yeah, and hopefully you're going to have an absolutely cracking day. I was supposed to say hi to the guys on Friday, but we were out and about on Friday.
We were very busy on Friday. We were all over the place. So where there was canoes and credit unions and everything going on.
It was
on
all
Friday.
Crazy. But guys, morning to you. Now, what's all this about robots, old boy?
I tell you something, we have a very optimistic look when it comes to the future. That's all I'm going to say to you.
Right.
You know, we worry about things all the time. We worry about Brexit. We worry about all these different things. And how are we going to communicate to each other? And what are we going to do in the events of a hard border? When you think about that, because that's Halloween. But you kick it up the road. We get very optimistic all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So 10% of people think that in 25 years' time, 25 years from now, we will have robot babysitters. And this is the thing that people are actually genuinely thinking, yes, of course.
Why specifically robot babysitters as opposed to, I don't know, robot anything else?
I don't understand why they went with that, to be quite honest. I suppose what they did, I'd say what happened here is, if I was to sort of take a guess at it, they probably asked people, it was probably a big huge survey about what do you imagine will happen in 25 years from now.
Right.
A bunch of people, 10% of people said we'll have robot babysitters, and that became a headline of a story.
Yeah.
And we essentially ignored everything else in the story, to the point now it doesn't exist anymore and we're just talking about robot babysitters. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
I have to say, your choice of music here is brilliant. I feel like I'm on Tomorrow's World.
Yeah, that's Kraftwerk, the robots.
Jeepers, it's very good, isn't it? Makes me want to do the robot dance.
I do what I can for you, buddy.
Feed the baby. Give him little oats, or whatever you give babies. I don't know what you feed babies.
Give him little oats.
Yes.
What's a baby horse?
What you feed babies.
It just seems weird that kind of they went with the babysitting thing. Like, of all of the tasks, although maybe that's what happened. Maybe they said to a whole load of people, right? A whole load of parents, for example.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what would be the greatest thing that, you know, invention that could be made? And people like Michael and all that went, oh, for God's sake, a babysitter. Save having to kind of hassle the in-laws,
yeah.
So get us a robot babysitter.
This is it. 1 in 10 say Android minders will be making meals and even reading bedtime stories for your kids.
Didn't they have the bedtime story thing before? Was that
sounds
Alexa
familiar,
thing? Right. Alexa.
But this is it. Yeah, Alexa and all this. Yeah, millions of homes already have digital assistants like Alexa and Siri and all of that. So that is the thing. That's like millions all over the place. And you can do that. Tell me a story with those things and whatever else. But now they're saying, like, you know, Mr. Android's going to walk into the room and do it. They also think that there's going to be Terminators. This is true now. 44% said there will be Terminator-style robots protecting the houses, our houses, from intruders in the near future.
Oh my God, RoboCop!
Essentially, like a sort
of. Excellent.
I suppose a lot of bouncers are a bit robotic anyway, aren't they?
No, you're not a member.
It's me house.
I don't believe you.
You know, people like that. A study also found 35% said machines would choose their fitness regime. Well, that's a bit mad, I think.
Wow.
And 29% would trust them to give them medical advice. Now, you see, we're losing the plot now. This is where we're giving up personal responsibility at all. Do you know what I mean? We're getting to a crazy stage. Where, you know, did you go to your gym? No, the computer's broken. Like, it's got nothing to do. You know what I mean? You have to use your own initiative. You know, robot trainer's on the blink. How do you mean he's on the blink? Well, I keep asking him, should I be doing squats?
Yeah, I don't.
And every time I ask him to should I do squats, he goes up and reads a bedtime story to the kids. You know, like, we're kind of, like, you have to pull back.
You'd end up having a robot personal trainer. And it'd end up like all of those other pieces of exercise equipment you bought over the years. It'd be in a room somewhere. I don't plug it in anymore.
Yeah.
I don't plug it in anymore. I use it to, I put the clothes on it.
And like Siri, every so often it would think you're talking to it when you're not.
Yeah.
You know, the way that happens to Jim's phone all the time. Jim's talking away to me and then his phone goes, sorry, were you looking for me? Yeah. That does happen.
It is.
Like that.
And you know,
you'll have your robot in the attic upstairs going, Press ups. I said down press ups.
It happened yesterday evening, right? And I didn't even speak. Neither myself nor Yvonne said a word. Somebody on the television said something, and Siri went, "Yes, I'm here." It was like the television was talking to my phone. That's it. I wasn't even involved.
It was
in
so
it.
Frosty between him and Yvonne that the phone got uncomfortable. That's what happened there. The phone just went, "Ah, here." Does anybody want a cup of coffee?
That was brilliant.
Yeah, so there you go. We're becoming like so reliant. We're bad already with phones. There's an argument
anyway,
to say that we're past
cyborg. This isn't new, PJ. This is
no.
new. Sure, you and I were raised by electronic devices. It's just to happen to be called a television.
But that is true. You make a very valid
point. Go and watch the television.
You do make a very valid point. Yeah, you have all the parents now, all the grannies and granddads now. You know, saying, "Jesus, terrible, the kids don't go out anymore. They just want to play with their head downs and the phones and all that." Sure, we weren't allowed in the house at all. And then if you were allowed in, you were just told to be quiet and shut up and watch the telly.
Exactly.
So it is, you're right. It's totally the same. If they could have put the TV out in the garden and let us say, but it's all sitting out there.
Yeah.
Free, that's what they would have
Take
done.
Take the television outside and go and get a bit of fresh air.
Who brought that television into the house? I can't hear myself think. I'm trying to drink wine out of the Hoover here without your father seeing me. And you have to bring the television into the house again. Well, the back and do something. Yeah, so basically, that was it. So you're
back
dead
to
right.
the future, that's
yeah,
what it
it's
is.
Just one little bit of nonsense after another bit of nonsense. We're panicking too much. Yeah. And to be honest, if we could send a robot into the gym instead of us, should we not be doing it?
PJ and Jim, thank you for doing that. Good to have you hanging out with us, folks. Monday, 23rd is September. Happens to be the boss's birthday. As in the boss, not just Andy Bad News. No, yeah. not that boss.
Or not your own boss. So don't panic if you've just arrived into work and you haven't got a present.
You haven't got a card. No, the boss is in Bruce Springsteen. Significant one as well. His 70th birthday today. I just realised we haven't had a Springsteen song so far.
Yeah, we haven't. Yeah, we'll have to do one today. For sure. For the day that's in it, because he'll know.
He will know.
He knows everything. Yeah. A wise man of music. He knows it all. Like, so there you go. We'll have to get something
Well,
on.
We have a little straw poll as to what Springsteen song we should go for.
It's a very good idea. Yeah.
What would be your choice?
Oh, you see, I don't know, because my favourite sort of ones of his are kind of miserable. And I wouldn't be into that today. Like Philadelphia and all.
Yeah.
It's not for good for this time of the morning.
No, I know, but I know what you mean, because one of my favourites of his as well would be... you know that Secret Garden song?
Yeah, of course. That's brilliant song.
But I think I'd probably have to pin me colours to Born to Run.
Yeah, that's actually, no, you're right. That's what I want.
Born to Run would be good.
I do anything I can to find a reason to disagree with you and just rail for the sake of it. But I think you've got it bang on the head today. I'm with you on this.
Tell you what, let us know, right? We'll do a quick straw poll. We'll give it about 5 minutes or so on the WhatsApp, right? What would be the Springsteen song for you? What Springsteen song do you most want to hear on the boss's 70th birthday? Let us know on the old WhatsApp. 087-188-0008.
Classic hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. 8:32. Breakfast table quiz. Start of a fresh week. Good week it is too, because everyone is a winner. This week, every time you play, you will take away a prize. It's as simple as that. Just for playing, we'll give you the chance to experience a taste of Limerick with an overnight gourmet dining break for two at the Great National South Court Hotel. That's just for playing.
Very nice altogether.
Like today, for example, this morning's prize, a delicious sharing board for two in the Off the Bone Gastro Pub.
Fantastic. Yeah. So there you go. All you got to do is get on, take part, have a go. 087-188-0008 if you want to be one of those people. Of course, they're going to make you compete against each other.
Yeah, because there is an end of week prize. We'll upgrade you to a two-night gourmet dining break if you're our overall winner.
So would you stop? 087-188-0008. Have a go.
Yeah, you too. Some guaranteed Irish, even better than the real thing. Here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. Thank you for that. Still time to get your votes in for your favourite Bruce Springsteen song. We're marking the boss's 70th birthday today. Springsteen turns 70. What's your favourite Springsteen song? You can get it into us on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Magic Mike has a couple of polls going on our social, on Facebook and on Twitter, if you want to check that out as well. But in the meantime...
That music straight away.
It's time to get a bit classy, you know.
Come on, everybody knows that music, don't they? Like, it's become part of TV history already. And the movie now out of Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey has been, and let's be quite honest about it, right? I watched it, and I thought, this is going to be a load of old nonsense. I was stuck on holiday, I couldn't get anything else to watch at the time, and I got stuck into it. And I absolutely love it. I think it's deadly television. And same with you. You are a very recent convert.
Yeah, literally. I mean, I'm only kind of getting through it now. It's just that so many people kept saying, you know, have you not seen, what? You didn't see? Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So anyway, we took it on. So I'm into kind of series 3 at the moment. There's 5 or 6 or some of them, is there? I don't know what
there's
there
more than that.
There's 8.
I think it goes on for the rest of your life.
Is like, that
you're
it
never
is?
Getting out of it now. And then you get the
I'm
one
in the middle
specials.
Of series 3, I think.
And now the movie, and of course, the movie is out now. It's stomping through the, I was going to say the charts, but it's a box office. So the film, shaping up to be huge in the US, it's going to be, which extremely increases the chances that a sequel is going to be made.
Super.
So we're now into a series of movies. Downton beat both Brad Pitt's movie Ad Astra and Sylvester Stallone's Rambo Last Blood. Let's be quite honest, Jim. On a week where Rambo is in the movies, right?
Yeah.
And Downton Abbey, the demographic we should fall into is Rambo. Right?
We should. Yeah, you honest. And I, you mean?
Yeah, you
yeah,
and me.
To be in theory.
They're not marketing Downton Abbey at us.
No.
They're pushing the violent pensioner on us. And it's right up our street. And we're not going for it because we're into the Abbey now.
Do you know how many episodes of Downton Abbey I watched yesterday? I came home after the weekend away, right? I was away with the lads, we were on the golf, and then came home about 1:30 or something. And anyway, myself and Yvonne started watching Downton Abbey, catching up on it.
Yeah.
I think I lost about 7 hours.
Seven?
Yeah.
7 episodes in one day?
Yeah.
That's... Look at the... Mike's disgusted.
Literally,
I feel like I should be packing. I feel like I should be ironing your newspaper, preparing your pajamas as we speak. Jim.
It's the easiest thing in the world to watch.
Brilliant, isn't it?
It's so unchallenging.
It's brilliant.
I love it.
And it's so ridiculously pompous and twee.
And Maggie Smith's lines in it are brilliant. And
the way they drag something out for like 12, 13, 14 episodes, and then they just decide, that's the end of that now. You never hear anything about it ever again. It's brilliant.
Yeah. A character went missing in it.
That happens. Yeah, that happens all regularly.
A character just went missing. He was in it, and then he wasn't in it, and nobody tells you why.
I know, it's deadly. And then they put someone through all these personal tragedies for ages. Yeah. And you think, surely this person's story shall change. And then they just go, she'll just kill him this time. I'm bored of him now. And that's it. It's gone. And no,
I love the way the
funerals are all just people going, very sad. Yeah. Very sad. Anyway, did you get my shoes from the cobbler? And that's it. They move on.
Yeah.
Everybody just moves on. It's fantastic.
I love it. I love it.
It's fantastic.
I have to say, it is one of those things that, like you, I was...
You didn't kind of, want to like it.
I was doing it
be
sort
honest,
of from
you,
a moral support thing.
Yeah,
yeah, I was kind of thinking, right,
like
well,
it.
Look, you know. And I didn't think I would.
And
I thought it'd be bored
in.
Rigid.
It's deadly.
And now I do love it.
It's
I have
absolutely
to confess,
deadly.
It's
not what we need. We need you and me, right? You and me. We have to take Mike on a movie night.
A movie
we have to take him to the movies.
You
love it, Mike. You love it. We'll explain to you the whole truth. The whole thing will keep telling you who all the other characters are.
How weird would that be?
Yeah.
The three of us going off to see Downton Abbey in the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Us and, I don't know, the rest of the cinema would be just looking at us, pointing.
Yeah, the problem is, it would be actually you and me taking Mike out to see Downton and all, and everyone would be looking at us going, fair, look at the two elfless taking the young fella out to see Rambo. But it's flying through.
That's
so
it.
I
tell you something. And that's your next acting role, right? You've got to leave all this young offender stuff behind. We need to get you into
Downton Abbey.
Some sort of period drama. If there is a sequel of Downton Abbey, that would be the most amazing thing in the world.
Oh, I'd love it. I don't think I have the accent or the look.
It'd be fantastic.
Or anything else, but I'd absolutely love it.
That'd be great. Especially if they decided to go full tass on it.
I'll be in the air.
Yeah, Maggie Smith would have a field day with that. What is that, man? What's on his body?
Oh my God, there's a dirty vagabond in the garden. Won't somebody please shoot him?
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize that there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So everyone wins on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. Just for playing, we give you the chance to experience a taste of Limerick with an overnight gourmet dining break for two at the Great National South Court Hotel. And if you do manage to get the top score of the week, that'll be upgraded to a two-night gourmet dining break. You can check it all out on southcourthotel.com. Today's prize being a delicious sharing board for two in their Off the Bone Gastro Pub. So who's going to play, PJ?
It is going to be Nora Dunn in Dublin. How are you getting on, Nora?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm not bad at all, thanks. Did you have a decent weekend?
I did have a lovely weekend, yes.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you get up to?
I went to see Downton yesterday.
Oh, did you? Oh, now you're talking our language. Is it? What did you think of it? Is it as good as people are saying it is?
It is. It's a nice bit of escapism. There's nothing serious.
That's it, exactly. That's escapism. That's what you
it,
want.
That's it, isn't it?
Lord knows we need to escape
it's
every so,
so
often.
It's so daft and so twee, and I can't wait to
Love
see
it.
I can't wait to see it.
Right, listen, the very best of luck with this, Nora. Although you're already a winner, as we said, you've won yourself that delicious sharing board for two in the Off the Bone Gastro Pub. You've won the overnight gourmet dining break as just for getting on to play. So let's see if we can upgrade that with the score, okay? You've nothing to beat, so 60 seconds on the clock. You good to go?
Yep, I am.
Best of luck. Here we go.
Name one of the three disciplines that makes up a triathlon.
Swimming.
Johnny Rotten and Sid Vicious found fame in what band?
Sex Pistols.
In what film did Jim Carrey's character discover his entire life was a TV show?
Oh, The Truman Show.
Complete the title of this Nancy Sinatra pop song. These boots are made for what?
Walking.
How many musicians make up a string quartet?
Four.
Which US singer had an album Songs in a Minor?
Pass.
Alicia Keys, what R is the name for a thin slice of bacon?
Russia.
In America, what sport has the NFL as its governing body?
American football.
The Pink Lady is a variety of which apple?
Apple.
Oh, jeez. Phoenix and Tucson are cities in what state?
Sorry, pass.
Arizona, what at a golf club is known as the 19th hole?
Pass.
The bar of the clubhouse. In cycling, what do the initials BMX stand for?
British Motor.
No, it's Bicycle Motocross. Which American singer-songwriter recorded an album called Born in the USA?
Rick Springsteen.
That's yes! the one. Oh my God, talk about being up against me.
Fantastic, that was brilliant.
Oh,
that was so Songs in a Minor.
Yeah. That's what it says.
Maybe Songs in A Minor.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it all went downhill
after. Oh, my God.
Oh, great.
Look, I don't know
what happened about Alicia Keys. The Pink Lady is a variety of which apple.
I know. Well, she got that because I said it so wrong. So I gave her an answer. So there you go.
Anyway, you did really well, Nora.
Yeah, yeah. In spite of me, it seems you did very well. Let's see what
final count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct answers. Well done. 9 correct answers. So that's your score, but you've walked away with your prize anyway, that overnight stay and the sharing board for two at the Off the Bone Gastro Pub at the South Court Hotel, the Great National South Court Hotel in Limerick. So that's yours anyway. And if nobody beats 9, that'll be even upgraded for you on Friday, okay?
Okay, that's brilliant.
Well done, Nora.
That's not a minor score. That's a major score.
Cheers, Nora. Have a good day.
You too, thanks.
Oh, my God.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be Julie's.ie.
Classic hits.
Songs in a Minor. Now, we did have a
Some
music
of those
question
minors
in there
have great
as well.
Songs.
Yeah, we finished up on the Boss's song. Now, this wouldn't have been our choice. We would have been fans of the old Born to Run, but this is the one you chose to hear on the Boss's 70th birthday.
Yeah.
Born in the USA.
He was never a minor either.
No, not as far as I know. Yeah, the Boss, born in the USA, and he was 70 years ago this very day. Bruce Springsteen, happy birthday, 70 today. Still can't believe he didn't choose Born to Run, but anyway. Suppose my opinion counts for nothing, does it?
That's our problem, is that we went for it. The both of us have finally agreed on something.
Yeah.
And nobody liked it.
And the nation decided, you're
yeah,
not having that.
Not a chance. If they're getting on, we're not getting on with them.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.